I have a very special guest in the studio today. We would like to give a big warm oki to Pacey, the 2025 First Nation Stampede Princess. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
So Pacey, you have been the 2025 Stampede Princess for a good chunk of the summer. We've just experienced the Calgary Stampede not too long ago. How was your Stampede?
It was fantastic.
What is one of your favorite memories of this year's Stampede?
I would say the Elbow River Camp opening was pretty special to me.
Tell me more why.
I had the chance to meet the teepee owners, the people of the camp, the interpretive staff. All my friends were there and my family was there, and I got to talk in front of the camp, which was so meaningful to me, and it was super exciting.
How are you with pancakes right now? Because I remember the last few of the princesses I've chatted with, they're like, the minute Stampede's over, they can't look at another pancake.
I still love pancakes. Nothing will ever make me not like pancakes.
That makes me happy to hear. Okay, now are you just a regular pancake person or do you like the fancy pancakes?
I am a regular pancake person.
Just plain.
Yeah, plain and syrup, so.
That is a good way to do it. So I know we just chatted a little bit about, you know, being for Elbow River, but you do so much outside of Stampede. So what has been a highlight for you?
I guess the highlight for me is just getting to travel around just outside of Calgary and bringing in the Calgary spirit to those little towns. That's been a good highlight of mine, actually.
Now, you work very closely with Brianna, your 2025 Calgary Stampede Princess counterpart. What has been a fond memory and experience you've had working with her? And you can totally embarrass her if you want to.
What I love about Brianna is that no matter where we go, she knows somebody. There's always that connection that she has of, oh, you know this person? Oh, I know this person. And it's everywhere we go. Like when I went to Strathmore, that's usually like where like I know everyone. And then all of a sudden, here she is like, oh, hey, I know this person. And I'm like, how do you do this? Like, I don't know how you do that. But she's amazing at it. So
I understand that feeling really well. A while ago when I first started, I knew people and I've had people like fully jump me. And I'm like, why am I being jumped? Now, I have to ask you another thing, because you look absolutely fabulous today.
Thank you.
Just got to say. Now, if you look at your social media, like your Facebook for you and Brianna, fashion is a big part of being a princess.
Oh, yes.
Do you have a favorite outfit?
I love the orange dress that was made for me a couple months ago, like back in March. And it's on one of my first postcards. It was my first photo shoot that we did. And it was the orange dress. And it's so comfortable. And I love it. And easy to put on. So
does it have pockets?
It does not have pockets, sadly, but I do have people carrying stuff for me.
Big shout out to all those chaperones that
yes,
help you out.
Especially the ones that keep their lipsticks in their purse and forget to give it to me afterwards.
I think that's just their little souvenir.
Yeah.
So the big thing right now is that your reign is coming to an end.
It is.
And applications are currently open. So I got to ask, what is a piece of advice or something you would tell somebody who is potentially on the fence about applying for the 2026 First Nation Princess? Because it is a big role and is a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. I would just say, just apply. Just apply. See how it is. Go to that orientation and see. They give you the rundown of everything. But if you're on the fence, I'm just going to say, hop over that fence and do it. You know, that's all it took for me was somebody tagged me. My best friend tagged me in a Facebook post and was like, you should run. I think you'd be really good. And it's been a dream of mine to run. And it just took that little, you know, you should do it, that little encouragement. And here I am today and super enjoyed. And I had an amazing time. And I'm hoping that next year's girl will have an even better time. So.
Now, just kind of reminisce a little bit about your time, because this year has been also a big milestone.
Yes.
As First Nation Princess, because it's 60 years of the program. So going into next year, Princess will be the 61st.
Yeah.
What has been part of that inspiration, especially carrying that legacy of being the 60th princess in the program?
It's just gone to show how far we've come as a program. You know, there's the stuff that happened. Like in the beginning, obviously nothing starts off at perfect, but over the years, you know, different things, new people come in and they start to have the program grow more into what it is today. And so I'm just one of the stepping stones, and then future princesses will also create that, you know, that building, the monument that we're all walking up on.
Now, you're going to be still running around the community. You're not just like, okay, Stampede's done. Okay, this is going. I'm just now going to go hide over here. Yeah. But where can we be seeing you in the coming future? And if people want to kind of follow you and your journey, how can they do that?
So my primary thing is just going to powwows, some rodeos here and there. Me and Brianna are actually going to Pendleton Rodeo in September. Ooh. So that's going to be a super fun trip. And yeah, we're just kind of winding down and getting ready for the next girls. But we're still having the time of our lives even after Stampede. So,
are you going to be down at the 68 Skeppy powwow this year?
I'm not too sure about that powwow, but I am going to that parade. So it's parade season. So Lethbridge Whoop Up Days Parade, I'll be.
All right. So everyone going down to Whoop Up Days Parade is at 9 a.m. I was just looking at that schedule recently because I'm going to be down there. It's at 9 a.m. So make sure you give a big okie.
Yeah, that's the home parade. So.
The home parade. Oh, yes, because you're from Gaina.
Yes, I am.
There we go. Well, Pacey, thank you so much for coming in today and chatting with me.
Yes, thank you for having me.